Beginning current daf Masechta Sanhedrin daf Ein Ches. Begin with Beis. Begin Tais Masla. Begin Zigmara. Megadev Harosha Hisa. The Gemara says that he learns out from the Chemi. Learns out, you know, that you have to imprison from Megadev. Chem say no, that was Harosha. So you can't learn out from there about imprisoning. It wasn't because of a doubt of Misa. Which says Ikalamanda Amalakamanda. There is an opinion later on the PM of Beis that Mekayish Nami Harosha Hisa. That actually Mekayish was also a temporary. Provision under the circumstances. Next Tais Masla begins Gemara. The Hayidei Beis Misa that Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the Mekayish was a Misa. Just because the Mechalam Ma'isum, he just know which Misa. Which Tais is bothered. He says, "I've got the Misa Tamachenaki." Even though in general, when the Torah says to kill someone, that's with strangulation, but from logic, he medam alevi kachavim the Beskila. Moshe Rabbeinu thought that it would be compared to idolatry for Skila because the Mechal Shabbos Vahesya. Desecrating Shabbos in the public, which he did, kekayfa be'ikar is like denying the primary, because the kekayfa be'isbereishis is denying that God made the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh, and therefore, as he wasn't sure which misa. But according to the Chachamim, what's these two umnas? Which Tais addresses this point that the lav lepoichim in misa itzrach, but. That this is what we're saying. The Kordim Nechemya, it's coming to teach that when you evaluate someone that you know was evaluated to die and doesn't die, that is not coming to teach you that always going to be exempt from death. Because Kamil El Digmur previously had said this that's not logical. Because was an error. What do you think that this guy's walking and he didn't die and this guy's going to be executed? And that's not what according to Nechemya is this idea of. Amdul Misa and that V'chai. And also, Kalash Meinan, rather, what the Limur is coming to teach us is the Mashalim Ripa B'Shebes. That, okay, we know he's not going to die, but that he has to pay for the doctor bills and the loss of work. We have Avgav the Dinim Mamanus Machzirin, even though we're going to monetary law, we know that you could undo Bein L'Schus Bein L'Chaiva, whether it's, you know, for his in his favor or against him, as we said previously, level on the base of an Aleph. So, what's the Chiddush in that? The Sagat that you would have thought to say that no, keeping them doing the Misa, once we already evaluated the victim's going to die, Potter, you would have thought, okay, now that actually the assailant actually would be exempt from Ripin Shabbos, from Shemayah who did Achim Allah. It's only from heaven that they had mercy on them, but really he's already liable for the death. And that's the Chiddush. That no, he'll be chayav and reap in Shabbos. Now, Miu, however, caution. What's difficult is how they come in la'el digmar. Previously, Rabbanon, hay benika makam my dar shabbi. What do they expound with benika makam? What do you mean? How bein Rabban Rabban Nechemi isla trei umdina. They both have this need for extra terminology of an umdina. So the chiyach of the mukla Rabban Nechemi trei umdina today. Mukmin am Rabbanon trei umdina. Who they have the same thing. Lamdu lachayim ameis. Where they evaluated him, that he's going to live and they end up dying. The mash ma'achad that it sounds like with the Rabban the bayikra that you need a passing for that. So that's what benika makam is addressing. So that says, Taisbi, somebody could say, no, the kashle, the difficulty is Mishum de Benika Maka, it sounds like Aim Yakum Ksiv that's going on if he's going to survive. The Ayr Bemdula Misa Bechaya, we evaluate them that he's going to die and then live. So you can't say he's coming to teach the other teaching of the Chacham. You could say, like from the Chemi's teaching, evaluate, and that's the difficulty of. That's Amdul Lemisa B'Chai. So that's a difficulty. That since the pasuk is talking about Amdul Lemisa B'Chai, you can't explain the Nika Maka that he's Nika from Misa. That pasuk, you don't need a pasuk like you wrote in the beginning, and you can't say that it's Chai B'Shipper Shavas Aripa that doesn't tell him the pasuk. That's what the Gemara is asking. What are the Chachamim going to do with the words of Nika Maka? Next test matter begins Gemara. Chad Amdul Lechai Mameis, and one. And the Pesukim Nechum learn is where they evaluate that he's going to live and he ends up dying. So that's where he's going to be potter. Pesukim Nechum, Rashi explains. The Mishneim, Mishal Mammon, that both these cases the Chum learn, but you'll have to pay the monetary damages. It says Kasha, it says a little bit difficult because Abdul Lechaim Amaze, this case when they evaluate he's going to live and he dies, Lavikhim Misa Shaykin, that should be like when someone is by mistake, an error killed would be liable for death if he did it deliberately. The Beturin, which the Gemara tells us on Ksuvas of Lamayim Alv, that he's exempt because the other part of Misa, they said he's exempt from the death penalty. Lemon Adin is not phrased on Lachem Shem Dias Mezen Zak. It's only because he's Tzadik Al Tarik because he was found to be innocent. So here also, It happens to be pater, but once it's a chiv misa, even though shaygin, you put him in tashlumin. So why are you actually going to pay tashlumin according to Rashi?